From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama today pledged to revitalize a somewhat strained security relationship. In Tokyo, on the first stop on his trip to Asia, the president also pushed back against critics who say he has been taking too long to determine strategy in Afghanistan.
I recognize that there have been critics of the process. They tend not to be folks who I think are directly involved in what's happening in Afghanistan. Those who are recognize the gravity of the situation and recognize the importance of us getting this right.
Mr. Obama said a decision will come soon and that the strategy must protect the U.S. from terrorists without offering an open-ended commitment to Afghanistan. The Supreme Court of Canada is expected to rule this morning on whether Ottawa must seek the repatriation of terrorism suspect Omar Khadr. The 23-year-old is the only Western national still being held at Guantanamo Bay. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
Khadr was 15 when he was captured by the U.S. military in Afghanistan and charged in the killing of an American Army medic. After 7 years at Guantanamo, he is still awaiting trial before a military tribunal. In 2008, the Federal Court of Canada ruled that Ottawa must seek his return to Canada. But the government of Prime Minister Stephen Harper, which has stubbornly opposed repatriating Khadr, appealed. In a scathing brief to the court, government lawyers call the earlier decision ordering Ottawa to seek Khadr's return an unprecedented and unprincipled remedy, and they warn that the High Court could create a foreign policy nightmare, saying the court should not be used to lobby the government to exercise its discretion in a particular way. But as many as 10 intervener groups have argued that Khadr should be brought back, and they've condemned Canada for being a party to the torture of a citizen who was conscripted into a terror organization as a child soldier. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Premeditated murder charges have been filed against Nidal Hassan, the U.S. Army major accused in last week's deadly shootings at Fort Hood, Texas. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
13 charges of premeditated murder carry the possibility of a death sentence for Major Hassan. Chris Gray is the spokesman for the criminal investigation.
The accused is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. And we have a duty and obligation to protect the constitutional rights of everyone involved.
But Hassan's lawyer, John Galligan, is less confident that his client can receive a fair trial.
I have no charge sheet. I just continue to hope he has a fair trial here or somewhere.
Galligan is not convinced a jury pool could remain unbiased after the press coverage. He says he has already received anonymous threatening voicemails. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Government officials tell news agencies, including NPR, that the self-proclaimed mastermind of the 9/11 terrorist attacks will face trial in a U.S. civilian federal court in New York. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other men believed to have played roles in the 2001 attacks are being held at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp in Cuba. Bringing the suspects to the U.S. to face trial is a step in the president's plan to close Guantanamo. Mr. Obama has wanted to close the camp by January 22nd of next year, but it's now widely expected that the deadline will be missed. Scientists have found another way to document that the United States is warming up. They've found far more record-high temperatures than record lows in the past decade. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The Earth is heating up, so it's no surprise that in the United States this decade, scientists say that they saw twice as many record hot days as they saw record cold days. It's not because we've been overwhelmed with scorchers this decade. Instead, the scientists say most of the trend is due to warmer nighttime temperatures. This is consistent with predictions that global warming will lead to more warm nights and milder winters. The researchers expect this trend to become more dramatic in the coming decades. The study by scientists at the National Center for Atmospheric Research and elsewhere is published in Geophysical Research Letters. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Europe's economic recovery is gaining strength. A report out today shows most countries using the euro currency and nations in the wider European Union are pulling out of recession. Italy's economy has started to expand again. Britain and Spain are still having problems. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News, Washington.